Osmar, today we're here at the launch of the second phase of the Alberta Ingenuity Centre for Machine Learning. What's going to happen in this second phase? What does that mean?
Well, many things will remain the same, meaning we will continue to do research. But the difference is that we will focus on very specific directions. And we will also push our discoveries further along the pipeline, meaning trying to commercialize what we are doing. So in the past, we didn't consider commercialization. In reality, we are not trained to do commercialization. We're trained to do research, supervise students, discover new things. But in the second phase, we started a new company, Myriad Machine Learning, and we hired a competent person, Robert Murakami, who will actually be the president and CEO of this company. And this company will become our arm for commercialization. So basically, when we have projects with industry, everything that is related to research will come to the center, everything related to development will go to this company. And when we have new discoveries in the center, they will pass to the company to commercialize.
In terms of research, if you look back to the first phase, what are the accomplishments from the first phase that you're now bringing into the second phase?
Well, we published a lot of papers. We are known not only in the research community, but we have industry now, people who come to us for our expertise. All that will play a role, of course, in the second phase. And we also started some projects that are relevant to the foci that we have now in second phase. We started them in the first phase and we'll continue those. So it's not turning the page and we forget about phase one and start phase two from fresh. We are capitalizing on our success in phase one.
One of the areas that you're focusing on big time is biomedical applications. What will those be?
Well, there are many different applications. We have applications related to cancer, for example. It can be detecting cancer. It can be helping practitioners detecting cancer. So we don't do it automatically, but we provide tools to help them detect it. It can be improving or providing decision support for practitioners on the, for example, the treatment or the dosage that we give to patients, predicting, for example, relapse for cancer, that it'll come back and things like that. And all these predictions are based on, for example, the genetic information of patients. So this is one example. There are other examples where we try to help surgeons. Like in the brain tumor project, one of the components of this project is to predict the growth of the tumor in the brain. And when the surgeon is cutting the tumor from the brain, they have to be careful not to leave some cancerous cells because it'll grow again. So they want to avoid that. But it's very difficult to predict which direction, for example, the tumor will grow. So they will cut more than necessary. And if they cut more than necessary, obviously we can lose function of the brain. So if we have means to predict how the tumor will grow, we can provide information to the surgeon where to cut more, where to cut less. So it's a compromise between, it's not really a compromise, but we will avoid leaving cancerous cells there and avoid cutting healthy cells at the same time. So these are examples. But there are other examples where we will also build, for example, data warehouses to collect data from different sources and provide decision support systems that are using machine learning and data mining techniques for decision makers. There are techniques also that we are working on for visualization of medical images. The list goes on and on.
So is that all part of the $1 million partnership that you have with Alberta Health Services?
Not all of it. Some of it is, and some of it is outside the scope of the $1 million. When we received the $1 million from originally Capital Health and then Alberta Health Services, we signed an agreement, and there are some projects that they are particularly interested in. Now, with Alberta Health Services, their goals are changing, and it's not like Capital Health. So we are revising this, but there is a grant committee that sits and decides which projects will be covered with $1 million, which projects are not. So it's a mixture, yes.
You're also teaching and researching here. What are your areas of expertise?
My expertise is in data mining. So data mining is interested in extracting actionable patterns, regularities from large collections of data, so from databases. I'm a database person, so I'm specializing in databases. And when you talk about databases, it's the management of the data in a database management system. It's also the retrieval of the data, all sorts of data. So we're talking about data in terms of relational tables, data in terms of text, data in terms of images, so media, different media. Data in terms of relationships. So, for example, here we have a demo that talks about social network analysis. These are not social networks like Facebook and so forth. These are data that have relationships in them, and they are typically very difficult to analyze and find relevant information in, and I specialize in that as well.
As the scientific director of the center, what do you find exciting about all of this?
Well, the most exciting, especially in phase two, is that now we will go way beyond just publishing our research. I would like to see how our research is used. And when I see a doctor happy to use our tools, because not only it helps them do their job, but it also it helps save lives, I'm very excited about that. So. I was excited to see that people are using my papers, that they developed and they build on top of that. That was exciting because I feel that I'm useful in this society. But now that people will actually use products that are based on my research is even better. So that's the exciting part for me personally.
Thank you very much, Osmar.
You're welcome. Thank you.